We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you look at the official play-by-play, the game book as they call it, it shows 3rd and 10 at the LA 13 with 1 minute 49 seconds left. Shotgun, Drew Brees pass incomplete, short right to Tommy Lee Lewis, but that doesn't tell a story at all. 6:15, Mike Dottigliere joins us right now. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tommy.
How you?
Well, I've been better, but yeah, we'll all survive.
Yeah, we will.
The sun will come up.
Somebody told us this morning, take a shower, walk the dog, and you'll get through it.
That's it. Everything will be okay.
Well, I got to tell you, before we get to the officiating part, I think both teams went into the game wanting to rush the ball a lot and control the game, and they didn't. Rams rushed for 77 yards, Saints 48.
You know, we talked about it, you know, in nauseam that, you know, whoever could run the football the best would win. Neither team really could run the football at all. And so you saw that was a concerted effort on Dennis Allen's part and also on Wade Phillips to not let the other team control the game running the football. And there's an ebb and a flow of the game like it is in every. And I give the Rams a lot of credit early on. You know, that game could have easily been out of control. Mm-hmm. And their red zone or situational defense held the Saints to a couple field goals because that could have easily been a 21-0 lead in the first quarter. But, you know, when you play in the best of the best, and that's what you saw yesterday, those things happen. And, you know, they were able to hold off the onslaught because, man, the crowd was into it. And that could have easily gotten away from the Rams. So it is what it is.
When that happened, Mike, did you have a feeling of, uh-oh, this could come back and haunt us?
You know, a little bit because, you know, it's missed opportunities. It's almost like in baseball, you see a team leave runners on base, you know, a few times, and you're like, man, instead of a one-run, you know, inning, you know, that could have easily been two or three.
Exactly.
But, you know, again, there is that little tide in a game where things are not going to go your way, and things go your way. So you just got to fight through it. You know, the bad thing is we're going to look back at this, through all this, because these are two good teams just fighting it out. It comes down to one official just swallowing the whistle.
Well, you know, the other thing I thought, Mike, and don't everybody get mad at me for this, but in a way it kind of cheapens the Rams' appearance in the Super Bowl, too. It does everybody a disservice.
Yeah, you know, again, I don't want to beat the drum on this, but
no, I know.
Because I've said it before. You know, the commissioner of this league is such a spineless guy. I mean, he's in there to make money for the 32 owners. That's his position in the league.
And he works
he's
for
not
him.
There.
That, right, that's what he does.
He's not there to protect the shield, as he claims. If he were to do that, he would have long gotten much more technology involved in officiating. He would have long settled this. We've seen now a run of head of officiating from Mike Pereira to Carl Johnson, who actually is from Thibodaux, Louisiana, Dean Blandino, and now you got someone else in place. Mm-hmm. And, man, listen, they don't want to be having to answer these questions every Monday to a head coach about screw-ups from an official each and every week. And listen, they're human, they're going to make mistakes. But when you make something that obvious, a non-call, and then you're going to be brazen about it, you know, you're going to defend your decision to the head coach. Like, listen, who are you? I'm the authority here. It goes to show you how this league, this multi-billion-dollar league, which has now grown so big, is still back in the Stone Ages as far as officiating is concerned.
I saw somebody wrote a piece about maybe, you know, this could spark a rule change like the NFC game against conference game against the Vikings did in terms of the field goal and possession and overtime and all of that stuff. Is there any way, would it be workable? And I know you can't do it throughout the game, but maybe in the last 2 minutes you make penalties subject to review or something like that?
You could. Now, the one thing with that, once you open the Pandora box of doing it, then does it become almost an every down situation where, hey, listen, I thought that was a holding on that play, and y'all didn't call it, and so you open it up. But listen, that it's a human situation. It was a totally blown call right in front of him, right in front of him, for you to swallow the whistle. And just like some players, and they won't admit it, they don't want the ball in their hands at the end of the game.
Yep.
Let somebody else make that play. That official, he don't want to make that call. He didn't want to yesterday because he knew he makes that call.
Decides
that
game.
Changes the outcome of the game. And it really did. It really did change the outcome of that football game. So you start to see the human part of this. But, again, with the technology that they have in hand, why this has not been changed long before, and I agree with you on that two-minute thing, there should be something there to be taken a look at on an obvious miss. That falls on the back of the commissioner of the National Football League, who could care less.
Yep,
he's there to make money for the 32 owners.
Mike, I appreciate your time. I do. We'll be second-guessing this evening, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not we, but y'all. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I got you. We'll be in. I'm sure this will be part of the discussion in Lentz.
Thank you, Mike. Silver Slipper Casino, 4 until 8, I guess, right?
Yes.
A special postseason edition of the Coach's Show. Mike and Bobby join them out there. Thank you, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.